A bright summer morning shined over my ranch-style home in the middle of June. The birds were singing with the chirp of their voice while the neighbor's children played in the backyard. My family was starting to get up, wondering what to do during this fine morning. My mom and my two sisters decided they were going to go to the College Square Mall in Cedar Falls. Even though this great day could be spent outside enjoying the sickening air of nature, I wanted to just play Xbox 360 downstairs in my basement. Nothing about the nature really amused me. Everywhere you go, just a bunch of hideous ferns, trees, bushes, animals being savages to other innocent animals. My family history, with German blood running through our veins, we have always been the type of people to go outside and get dirty. The type of people to get everything out of life and cherish every moment with family. During the morning hours of the day, I played lots of Halo 3 with my cousins. My cousin and I were talking through a microphone, taking out tons of other players around the world with ease. Then my dad descended from upstairs and looked at me with delightment in his smile. "Son, we're gonna go fishing and spend time together," my dad exclaimed with excitement in his voice. "We're gonna do something that involves going outside?" "Dad, I don't want to go fishing and catch some slimy fish. There's no point of fishing. There is no goal. You catch a fish, maybe take a picture of it, and you throw it back. Is that fun to you? Fun to you, Dad?" I said, bewilderedly. "Come on, bud, you know it'll be lots of fun. Will you please just give it a chance?" my dad said as he was zipping up his Columbia jacket. "Why should I give it a chance, Dad?" I uttered annoyedly as I got shot by a sniper in my game. "Because, son, nature is something life promises us. It is something everyone should cherish as the calmness of the river flows. Fishing gives us a way of bonding together and it explains life to me as a child. The wind blew the trees and the coolness of the water hitting your face." I thought about this explanation my dad just gave me. He just said fishing is how life works. But what does it really mean by it? Eventually, I say yes to my dad to fishing so he could shut up. I shut my Xbox off and started to get ready for what I thought would be the most annoying day of my life with my dad ever. However, this day would bring my dad and I closer together and explain the meaningful definition of what life really means. Beginning to get dressed up for the typical hot, humid day of summer in Iowa, the classic shorts and t-shirt was my everyday outfit for the summer. Then, my dad and I get into his Silverado pickup truck and started driving down Highway 218. Going about 65 miles per hour down to 218, my dad and I were listening to the highway on Sirius XM, listening to one of Blake Shelton's number one hit songs. Eventually, we get to a place next to the Highway 218 called George Wythe State Park. I had never been here before. All you could see is bike trails, boats on the calm surface of the water, and lots of cars zooming past down the highway. It is a very peaceful down by the water. Nothing really bad about this nature thing after all. My dad got out of his truck and opened up the tailgate to get all of his fishing gear. The bed of his truck was filled with tackle boxes, hooks, lures, worms, lines of fishing poles, bobbers, and two fishing poles. My dad began to prepare my fishing pole while I just stared with curiosity. He puts the worm on the hook and I watched the worm squirm for help. The worm was trying to get off the hook, but he was impaled on the bloody hook. The worm was waiting for death, and that kind of made this a little weird after he did that. My dad and I started to walk towards this river, and he taught me how to fish. He told me to put the pole on one side, push the button, and release as you move forward with the pole. He did his first, putting the pole to one of his side of his body, pushing his fat thumb onto the button, and releasing the button. I watched the hook cut through the air, the line continuing towards the direction of the bobber, and the sound of the hook stabbing into the water. I tried to replicate this style of my father. After a while, beginner's luck happened and I get it on my first try. And then the unthinkable happened. I caught a big fish on my first try. That sucker wouldn't come to me and we were fighting back and forth for a whole minute. I'm not a very muscular kid, but this thing was like John Cena on steroids. My dad looked at me with joy. I knew he was proud of me. He looked at me and said fatherly, "Life is like fishing, bud. You have to throw something at it and hope something good comes out of it. If nothing happens, we can always try again."